Good morning to everybody again. It's good to see everybody. Good to be able to share with you. There's an outline in your bulletins. Let's grab that and follow along. I talk about being jars of clay. Too many people in the church, too many people in the world, man, they just think that they're just ordinary, undistinguished, average, can't do anything, problems are too big, too overwhelming. I mean, that's the way it is. And that is a total opposite of what Paul's talking about here. He's, you know, because in the world we think that you got to have a classy outside nice container. And I thought Joel's funny because we used to actually do that when our kids were little. We would have like gifts, we'd wrap them up and stuff, and then we would put a really cool gift inside of a really dorky box. So they like open up the gift wrap and they go, "What? I don't want a timer," you know, and they open it up and then inside, you know, it'd be something really cool. So it's good. And I think God wants us to think about things differently. I'm hoping that this morning, as a result, you would think about the difficulties and the trials and the stuff that you're going through differently. I really do. Most of the stuff in your life, you don't have control over. We talk about in Bible class. We do not have control over. So I would pray that you, this morning, would think about things differently that God's put you in the midst of. Now, Paul is saying that God's purpose is this surpassing power. So if you look at it, in your verse, if you're on the back of the bulletin or if you're in the outline, he talks about it. He says this surpassing power, this treasure that we have is in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. And the word all-surpassing is a really interesting word that I'd like to share with you. It's in the Greek word, it's where we get hyperbole from. It's actually the same word. You pronounce it almost the same. It looks the same. You can see it written in English. It looks just the same. Hyperbole. And, you know, a hyperbole, if you like to read and stuff, is a beautiful literary tool. It states an extreme. And if you look at the stuff Paul's talking about, it says we experience all kinds of trouble, but we're not crushed, we're confused, we're not depressed, we're harassed, we're not abandoned, we're knocked down, but we're not knocked out. I mean, hyperboles are usually made up. This is not made up. And the hyperbolous thing about it is when someone's going through a difficult time, when you are experiencing a horrible situation in your life, God wants you to see that His power is able to shine in the midst of that. And it's the Holy Spirit that's actually giving you that understanding to be able to see it differently. The grace of Christ sustains us. What I'm saying is the exact opposite of what the world, our society, our culture teaches us. We are taught, we have this desire of self-reliance. We do it ourselves. We're supposed to be responsible for it. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, if you're given a responsibility, you are going to do everything within your power to show that you're able to do it and you're able to do it well. And we actually feel really bad if we're seen not to be able to do something well. We want to hide that. We don't want people to see that. Think about how countercultural Paul is talking. He's talking more real. The world is unreal. The world teaches us to be something that we can't be, and we wear that mask and we burn ourselves out trying to do it. Paul's saying, look, this is reality. God's grace is going to work in the midst of this in a way that you can't understand. So if you get real about how the grace of God is working inside of you, you'll find a greater connection to God. God puts His people in positions where they have to learn to trust Him. This is the most powerful and wonderful thing. Now, check it out. Paul is not saying that all our afflictions automatically produce praise and glory and happiness. He's not saying that. It is possible. It is possible for the difficulties that we go through, the trials that we deal with, to make us bitter, to make us angry, to make us questioning and upset. That's normal. And that's why I like the video that we saw earlier, because those are people that went through stuff. And what I kind of like about that especially is a lot of those things were their own making, their own mistakes. Now that is powerful. Just stop and grasp what Paul is trying to share with us. The power behind knowing that God is working. There's an expression. Now I know it's trite and it's probably overused, but I really believe it with all my heart. The expression is bloom where you're planted. Have you heard that? Aw, it's cute. It's very nice. You go put that on a card and you have it on your refrigerator or something like that. But the reason why, I'm not making fun of it. I really, really believe it. I'm telling you. To the core of my being, I believe it. I do. And the reason why I do is this. Because we can forfeit God's best for us because we allow discontentment to reign in our hearts and minds. When we allow discontentment to reign in our hearts and minds, we forfeit God's best for us. We actually, as a result, short-circuit the power of God in our lives. The power of God in our lives is working through our weaknesses. Boy, this is hard for us to grasp. God's grace and His ability to keep, His ability to save is that great. And you're never as good as you really think you are anyway. And God's power really works in the most amazing ways. Keep in mind that your troubles, your distresses, your difficulties are not that bad with God in the midst of them. And knowing that you are a jar of clay, because there's some blessings with being a jar of clay. There really is. And that's what Paul is focusing on. He's focusing on the blessing of it. It guarantees God's help. So here's what happens. In your everyday life, this week, you're going to deal with some difficult things, right? They may be really traumatic. They may be just everyday business work things that you have to deal with. Now, God is, in a sense, going to step back. Now, not because He doesn't love you, because He's not caring, because He's not interested. He's very much interested. But He wants you to know that you can trust Him. So He will step back and go, okay, solve it all on your own. You want to solve that work decision on your own? Have at it. You want to solve everything in your marriage by yourself? Have at it. You want to raise your kids to be perfect, to have everything go well? All right. You want to do the best you can in your school and you want to do it yourself and be good and perfect and get an A? Have at it. And He waits to see. And when we get to the point where we say, ah, I can't do this. And you know that because you start getting worried, you start getting stressed, you start realizing, oh my goodness. And, you know, and it's the Holy Spirit at that point that can tap on our shoulders, spiritually speaking, to say, I wanted you to know that you couldn't. I wanted you to know that you need me. I want you to be aware. There's two things that you and I really need to know. And all you need to know are these two things. And then we could just end and that's it. That's what you really need to hear. One is that God is with you. And secondly, that's all you need. And if we were very much aware of that, if we let that in our hearts and minds, it would transform us. That's why Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. These are real life things for Paul, and he just comes open. If you want to read through the book of 2 Corinthians, it is a wonderful read. The theme to this whole book is this verse 7, where we have this treasure in jars of clay. That's what he's saying. And the amazing thing that Paul is just absolutely blown away about is as we learn to trust God and as we learn to just realize that He is in the midst of all these everyday things that we're dealing with, it causes some wonderful things to happen. It gives us a ministry. It helps us value other people better. How? Because we begin to look at other people as fragile clay vessels themselves. You see, we don't expect the perfection in them because we don't see it in us. And we're able to be more patient because our hope really is anyway that God would change people, that God would change the situation. And we would really want to see Him in the midst of what we're doing and what we're living in anyway. And as we grow in the reality of who we are and what God is doing in our lives, it gives us a compassion. This is His goal. This is what Paul is absolutely amazed about. This is what just absolutely blows him away. How all these huge things can all work together. And as he trusts God more, what happens is God works more blessing and glory in him and in other people. It's an amazing revelation that just hits Paul, and he is glorying in it. He is rejoicing in it. The scars that we have in life really show that Christ is our healer, that he is our strength, that he is our help. That he moves us, he blesses us. And for us as humans, oftentimes we're fixated on our problems and how we can fix them. But you know, God wants, in the midst of our difficulties and our trials, to help us to know that he can strengthen us. And this is the amazing, it is countercultural, it's not the way you and I would normally think. And as he says in this text, the God of this world wants to blind you from this. And you know, you saw in the video, but I wrote down a couple examples of people from the scriptures, of how God used them, how God blessed them. Now, I don't know what you're going to be dealing with this week. I don't know. And that's the amazing mystery of it all. Some of you have a very big week coming up. And you don't know what God has got for you. But I would encourage you this. When you're going through that situation and you're feeling in your heart that you're a little bit overwhelmed, that you're not able to handle it, I would ask you just to sit back, take a deep breath, and go, God, you got this. You know? You got this. And make that the confession of your heart and of your mind. And there is amazing transforming power in that, because you're actually putting God in his place in you and yours, one of great need. And it is such a powerful thing. And God is well aware of the need already. Moses stuttered. He couldn't speak. And yet God sends him as a spokesperson along with his brother Aaron, but that was after much arguing and fighting with God. God says, well, I'll go ahead and send Aaron with you then. But he sends him. Amazing. Abraham, of course, was ancient. I mean, he's going to have a kid. He's like 99. It's a miracle, but it's amazing. And some things are just humorous. David goes out to fight Goliath, and so what do? They put the armor on him. It doesn't fit. So you can imagine these are a bunch of hardened soldiers. They thought it was hilarious. They're laughing at him. And David's like, I don't need this. Timothy, Paul's prodigy. He had terrible ulcers and difficulties. Amos, there was this prophet in the Old Testament. He knew nothing about prophecy. He was a fig tree farmer. God just says, go out and do this. Solomon was too rich. Widow was too poor. Peter was afraid, very much afraid. Lazarus was dead. Jeremiah was depressed. He was even suicidal. Paul, in the readings, he murdered people. That's huge. Willingly. With prejudice. Let's get our minds around this, you know. It's this really amazing grace of God. Grace for a purpose. Grace for a purpose. It's not just grace so that you don't have a ministry, so that you don't have something to do. You see, here's how it works. If you think about it, everything that you've been through, think about somebody that's going through a very difficult, hard time in their life. Okay? And then think about who they would want to have talk to them. If you're going through an issue with your kids, or a divorce, or a trial at your work, or the death of a loved one, or a sickness of a loved one, doesn't it mean something more to you to have somebody come back next to you who's actually gone through the same thing? It does. It speaks to us. Don't you feel much more confident to be able to share with that person? You feel like the person's going to listen, even though they might not say anything. But it connects with us. You see, this is what I'm saying is Paul is absolutely amazed at. Only God could do this. Only God can work on this level. That all the little things that are out of our control, all the little things that happen, God knits together, and then he can take Christians that have gone through that to use them to help someone else that's going through the same thing. That's why Paul's encouraging us as believers to just trust God, to believe him, walk with him, believe that he's working. I pray that God would encourage you in this. No, I don't know what you're dealing with. I know some of you are dealing with things that are powerful and amazing and hard. But may God strengthen us and bless us to know that we're not in that alone, and God is really the only thing we need. May God bless us and help you and I. You know that we would live as the light of Jesus Christ. And just have that testimony that my God is that great. My God is that wonderful. But you can't have that without experiencing the trials. So why would God take away the trials? They bring that much glory, that much blessing. Whew. Our God is amazing. May He help us to grow and learn this amazing love that works in a very challenging world. In Jesus' name, amen.